This is Apollo 11 interview number 9 with Ed Smiley. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, moon landing. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, those are the astronauts slated to attempt the country's first landing mission, while their companion, Mike Collins, monitors their activities from orbit around the moon. What does the well-dressed astronaut wear as he ventures out onto the lunar terrain? Since there's no air or atmosphere on the moon, and temperatures range from plus 250 degrees to minus 400 degrees Fahrenheit, Armstrong and Aldrin's apparel will be special indeed. From NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston, Texas, Chief of the Crew Systems Division, Ed Smiley, comments.
Starting from the skin out at this point in time, when the man is on the surface of the moon, one thing that he has is a device that allows for urination. And this is no more than the old concept of the motorman's friend, and this is about what it is, and I guess that's about all you can say about it. He also has on something that comes very close to being a pair of shorts, sort of like diapers, that are provided for defecation. Not that we expect to have that function to perform on the lunar surface, but if we get into an emergency situation where he can't take the suit off and has to return all the way to Earth in that suit, and that takes about 3 days, we have to provide some minimal kinds of device to be able to at least retain feces during this kind of an emergency, which we never really expect to happen, but we provide for all the emergencies that we possibly can in this program. The next garment that the astronaut has on is called the liquid cooling garment. In appearance, it looks like a pair of long underwear and has laced all through it plastic tubes. And through these plastic tubes are circulated cold water, and this is the primary means of cooling that is available to the astronaut. Then the next garment that we find is what we call the pressure garment assembly, and which is really the basic spacesuit. And that is the part of the garment that protects the astronaut from the lack of atmosphere on the lunar surface. And it's much like an inner tube in a tire. And it's pressurized, and the man operating in it is much like a man operating inside of a balloon or something. On the outside of this, we have what we call the integrated thermal meteoroid garment, and it does just what those words say. It protects the man from the thermal environment. But this outer garment is made up of a number of layers of an aluminized mylar material and aluminized Kapton material, which looks very much like a plastic with an aluminum coating on it, very, very thin, just a few thousandths of an inch thick. And then covering that is a material that is made up of a glass cloth coated with Teflon, which is the outer protection of the suit and is used primarily for its non-flammability characteristics. This whole layup also provides the meteoroid protection for the lunar surface. Exploring on the lunar surface, what we call lunar boots, and those are merely a sort of an overshoe that goes over the basic suit. We have to add these lunar boots for the additional thermal protection we need for walking on the hot lunar surface. The helmet itself is a transparent bubble, Flash Gordon type, I guess, that is completely transparent all the way around, except for a little area in the back where we have a pad for the head to rest against when in the couch. We have what amounts to a sunshade that goes over that as a complete assembly and just completely covers that helmet and has in the front of it visors that can be raised and lowered. Then on his back, he has to carry all the things necessary to provide the environmental conditioning inside the suit that is required to maintain life, provides his atmosphere.
Ed Smiley, Chief of the Crew Systems Division, the Manned Spacecraft Center. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston on the diet for moon exploring astronauts. This is Willard Scott speaking.